What was how was a large quantity of sugar packaged? What was sugar packaged in?
You mean that whole in sacks?
Okay.
In barrels?
And what about flour? Say a 50-pound, 50 pounds of flour. It'd be in sacks?
Sacks, yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. What would you call the kind of bag that potatoes would be packed in?
Toe sacks.
Toe sack? Okay. Any other terms for that you know of, like croaker sack? Croaker sack, crocus sack?
Yeah, croaker sack.
Is those the same thing?
About the same thing, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You see, they taken those toe sacks, potato sacks, and wrapped their water pipes in the winter, different things, or tied it around their feet when snow was heavy, see. A lot of uses for toe sack.
In addition to shoes, you mean, or people
in addition to shoes,
people who didn't have shoes?
They didn't have heavy shoes.
Oh, okay.
In the early days, toe sacks and flour sacks came in handy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
for making clothes or anything else, or wrapping pipes or making pillowcases, anything.
Mm-hmm.
They had to do what they had to do with.
Mm-hmm.
Which wasn't very much.
I have heard people use them because they were so durable to make clothes out of.
Yeah.
They weren't the most comfortable clothes, but they would wear very well.
And they had some way of bleaching, getting the sign sugar off of out of the cloth too. I don't know how they did. There's some kind of lye they boiled in that water. See,
mm-hmm.
Didn't hurt the fabric, but it got a bit of the printing on that advertising.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the amount of corn that you would take to the mill at one time to be ground?
A bushel?
A bushel? Well, like one load. What would you call that? All the corn that you took at one time to the mill to be ground?
Wagon load?
A wagon load?
A corn?
Or what about when you're chopping wood? What would you call the amount of wood that you could carry in at one time?
Armful.
An armful?
Ricks?
Excuse me?
They stack it in ricks.
In ricks?
Yeah.
What exactly is a rick?
Rick, you take a two poles and put them like this and put your wood in between so the air can get to and dry it out. It gets dry.
In
the summertime, that's what they did, see. Cut up the wood in September or August, get it ready for another season, we dry it out and they put it in ricks.
Mm-hmm.
And five ricks would last them all winter, or three ricks would.
Mm-hmm.
They figured out what the needs would be and they get that many ricks ready for the coming winter.
But that was outside, wasn't it? So,
outside,
so,
yeah, they left it outside.
So if it rained
had,
a lot,
on,
it would...
On the back porch, they had ricks there, closed there. Wood box,
so the rain wouldn't get to it.
Yeah, the rain wouldn't get to it.
Because wet wood's very difficult to burn.
Yeah, and of course they had kindling to make start the fire, even though it's wet, see.
Mm-hmm.
And they used mostly stove wood. They cut them about 12, 18 inches long and about 3 or 4 inches thick, see.
Mm-hmm.
And at that season, so they get up early in the morning and could start a fire easy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they didn't have newspaper because it didn't get very much.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of them used put away grass in the barn or something, so it started with
mm-hmm.
hay. And
go out and grab some pine needles?
Yeah, pine needles.
Pine needles would be as good as
small sticks of wood and started.
Yeah, we always need pine needles in Boy Scouts.
Yeah, and they, of course, their matches, those kitchen matches they used in those days.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know what a lighter was.
I'm sure.